You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Chickity check, check, cherished champion chums. Welcome to Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. This is episode 125. And of course, I'm your humble host, Karen, and we are your gregarious, grungy group grasping for gripping granules.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Chris.
Very exciting news. This week will be the debut of the Good Job Brain print ads that we're going to run in our local train stations.
We'll make a pilgrimage. We'll take pictures.
Yeah. You know, especially when we had Buttgate 2014 last week.
The municipal agency.
Did not approve our use of a beaver anus and we had to take it out. But that's okay.
Yeah. The dust has settled after Buttgate.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. The butt is still there.
I wondered if they would let it happen. They did not let it happen.
They did not let it happen.
We got so close.
But it's
so
okay.
So close, but yeah.
Billy Beaver's still up there. And if you live in the Bay Area, go check it out. It's going to be at Civic Center Station. It's going to be in North Berkeley, Ashby, and downtown Berkeley.
Cool.
So check it out. And without further ado, let's jump into our first general trivia segment, Pop Quiz! Hot shot. All right. You guys have your Morning Zoo radio buzzers. Let's get things started with Blue Wedge. What U.S. university has the largest football stadium by seating capacity?
I think that's University of Michigan.
Yes, correct.
Wow.
It's called the Big,
the Big House.
Yeah.
The Big House.
How many seatings?
Note here, seats more than 108,000 people.
Wow.
Holy cow.
It's big.
I don't know when this Trivia Pursuit card, this is 2009. Do you think the record has been broken? Probably not.
I think they're still the biggest. Okay. They may even have renovated since then and gotten
and
even larger.
More seats. Yeah. That's true. Jeez. Wow. All right. Pink Wedge for pop culture. Bluesman Johnny Lee Hooker craves, quote, one bourbon, one scotch, and one what? Colin.
One beer.
Yes. Beer. All right. Yellow Wedge. What astronomer lost part of his nose in a duel and took to wearing a metal replacement?
Oh.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
Shoot.
I feel like there's like 50-50. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll guess Copernicus.
Incorrect.
Galileo?
Chris. Incorrect. You want to just throw in a guess, Dana?
I've totally heard of this.
No,
but
I don't know.
Yeah. Is it Halley?
Like Tycho.
Oh, Brahe.
Tycho
Brahe. Oh, yeah. He had a metal nose.
That's pretty sweet.
I wouldn't mess with a guy with a metal nose. Like,
I'd
put it that
I'd
way.
Rather have my regular nose.
Yeah. Well, if you lost your nose.
Oh, I guess.
If you lost your nose.
Okay, conditionally. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
You want like a fleshy nose and you want a
metal nose. Yeah,
cool
for sure.
Metal nose.
Yeah.
He probably had the most cool points of all the astronomers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, don't mess with him.
Yeah.
All right. Moving along. Purple Wedge. Oh, man. Are we playing trivia or trivia?
All right.
What is the only letter of the alphabet with more than one syllable? Everybody.
It all took us a second.
No, I was trying to get my hand. I was like, where's the button?
It is indeed W.
Man.
W. All right. Green Wedge for science. How many times does the average heart beat each day? Multiple choice.
Okay.
10,000, 100,000, or 1,000,000?
Let's see.
God, I can't even understand the scale. You know what I mean?
It can't be 1,000,000. Cause a million seconds is like 11 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
10,000. No.
100,000.
So then it must be.
Okay. 100,000.
Oh, 100,000. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess if you're running, gets over 100 per minute.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you get to 10,000 pretty quick. Yeah. Okay. All
right. Oh yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Last question. Orange Wedge. What was the name of the IBM computer that beat world chess champion Garry Kasparov in 1997? Everybody.
Deep Blue.
Deep Blue. Deep
so
Blue
good
something.
At trivia board games.
All right. So today is episode number 125. So every fifth episode, we have a, what we call all quiz episode.
All quiz.
There's no, topic or theme, we all prepared little quizzes and puzzles to quiz each other and, of course, quiz you guys, listeners. So today is All Quiz Bonanza number 25.
Oh, man. No way. Yeah.
So, All Quiz number 25. Who wants to go first?
I have a quiz that I remember from high school, at least. This was something where, like, every few years, like, teachers, when they had nothing to teach, or, you know, was one of, you know, sometimes those days when it's like, we've reached the end of lessons, or like, it's like study hall, you know, we have nothing to do. It's like, they'll pass out some fun, you know, handout, mimeograph thing.
Right, right.
And I just remember this quiz. And basically it was this quiz about abbreviations. It would give you like a number and then a few letters after it. And you had to figure out what it was abbreviating. So for example, like this, it would just be a whole list of things and it would be like,
See, yeah, I know. I think you had the same thing. Yeah.
I don't know what this
like,
is.
Like off the sheet that's been like photocopied, then photocopied again. And the weird thing is there's some of them are unfigure outable because like we would realize that this quiz, I think it might have originated in Britain because there's stuff about like, it was like six balls to an over in cricket, but it would say 6B to an O in C and you had to figure out what that meant, but we had no reference point. Yeah. And so like, you know, for example, it would say 26L of the A.
Letters of the alphabet.
Right. So 26 letters of the alphabet.
Sheet before.
See? Yeah. See? Yeah.
It's so like kind of puzzly, kind of educational.
Yeah, so I pulled a whole bunch of them. Some of them are easy. Some of them are difficult. So we'll see if you can remember
or puzzle these out. This.
So just go ahead and buzz in when you've got it right.
All right.
Okay. 7D in a W. Dana.
Seven days in a week.
Wow.
13S on a USF. Colin.
13 stripes on a US flag.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Okay.
You guys are fast.
66B of the B.
66B of the B. 66.
Oh. This one always stumped us as kids. I remember getting stumped on this. 66B of the B.
Of the B.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can I tell you?
Yes, please.
It is, there are 66 books of the Bible.
Oh.
66 books of the Bible. See, I said it always stumped us.
Yeah.
Yep. 52C in a D. Colin.
52 cards in a deck.
Yes. 5T on a F. 5T on a F. Dana.
Five toes on a foot.
Five toes on a foot.
Yeah.
90D in a RA. 90D in a RA. Colin.
90 degrees in a right angle.
Yes, 90 degrees in a right angle. 18H on a GC. Karen.
18 holes on a golf course.
Yes.
Nice.
3BMSHTR. 3BM, comma, SHTR. 3BM, comma, SHTR.
Three vowel movements.
Oh!
Not three vowel movements.
And a shooter.
Two. Three beats per minute. Oh.
Three blind mice.
Very good.
See how they run. And thank you for the musical cue, Chris.
Oh, no problem. It's Jeopardy.
Three W on a T. 3W on a T. 3W on a T.
I don't know.
The funny thing is, like, you can't get it, you can't get it, you can't get it, and you hear it, and it's like, oh, yeah, obviously. Right. Little kids know this better than adults.
Three wheels on a tricycle.
Three wheels on a tricycle.
Wow.
Yep. 8T on an O. 8. T on an O. Dana.
Eight tentacles on an octopus.
On an octopus. Nice. Yes. 12M in a Y. Karen.
12 months in a year.
12 months in a year. 23P of C in the HB. 23P of C in the HB. Your 23. Here's your hint. P stands for pairs. P-A-I-R-S.
Oh. 23 pairs of chromosomes in the human body.
Yes. Oh, okay. Wow. Yep.
13L in a BD. 13L in a BD.
13 something in a baker's dozen?
Yeah.
Pieces.
How about bread. Pieces of bread?
Yeah. Oh, loaves.
Yes. Okay. 13 loaves in a baker's dozen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
9L of a C. Dana.
9 lives of a cat.
9 lives of a cat. And finally, 64S on a CB. Oh. Karen.
64 squares on a chessboard.
64 yeah. squares on a chessboard. You guys did pretty good.
Man, right. That was really hard.
I know. It's crazy, right?
I want to go find that whole sheet again now. It must be, I'm sure, on the internet, like everything else. That was fun. Cool.
And it's all the same. The weird part is, I thought I would find, like a variety, like all variations on this and could pull from different ones. Every copy of this on the internet is the same questions in the same order.
Maybe we should write an update one.
Yeah.
Like 140C. There was a T.
If it's the same list, I remember. There were like,
I like that.
What was that?
140C in a T.
140C characters in a tweet.
Yeah,
you're right. That would be the only way to update it. Yeah. There were a lot. I seem to remember that. There were like 100 on that list or something. Right.
There were a lot on the list. And again, a lot of them, especially towards the end, the ones we couldn't get turn out to be, like one of them was like 100C in an R, and it was cents in a rand.
Oh, okay.
It's like, so, I mean, it just came from somewhere. There were things about, like, you know, players in rugby and things like that. So it's like, clearly I think it came from the UK and made its way to the US.
You could just change it to 100C and a D.
Right, and yet no one did. And yet no one changed it. Really? It's always the same.
Plagiarism, teachers. Plagiarism.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, copyright is really the issue.
Check your work. Your work. This is something.
Cite your sources.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, speaking of British sayings and UK phrasing, that actually is a good segue for what I would like to quiz you guys on. Let me begin with a quote.
Oh.
It's a quote from Oscar Wilde.
Okay.
We and the Americans have much in common, but there is always the language barrier.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. So I have a quiz for you guys about not just British slang, but British sayings, things that they say in the UK, words that they may use that we don't use. A lot of these, you know, just as being trivia players, I'm sure you guys know. I mean, we, you know, lorry is truck and lift is elevator. And when someone from the UK says crisps, they're talking about
chips,
potato chips. Right. Exactly.
And when they say chips, they mean French fries.
Right. And so on. So I will give you guys a British saying, British phrase, and you tell me what is the American English equivalent.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay.
So, if you are a British listener, you can just sit back
take
and sit back and laugh at how many of these that we may not know. Okay. So you guys each have a pad and pen. I will read out the British saying, word or phrase, and you guys write down what you think it is, and I'll encourage you to take a funny guess if you don't have something.
Yeah.
All right.
What is a nappy? A nappy.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's a nappy? We'll sort of warm up here. We'll start up easy. Dana and Chris both say diaper, which is the correct answer. Yes.
What did Karen
say? Put napkin.
Oh.
Yeah, a nappy is a diaper.
A napkin for your butt.
there you go. Yeah.
There you go.
If you're sitting down to play a game of noughts and crosses, what game are you playing? What would we call that here in America? Noughts and crosses. Answers up. You all correctly said tic-tac-toe. Yes.
Knots.
If I asked you to come outside and look at the plow, what am I asking you to come look at? Might be at
night.
How
is this spelled?
P-L-O-U-G-H. Come look at the plow. Answers up. Yep, you've all either put Big Dipper or Constellation. Yes, in the UK, what we call the Big Dipper here in America, they call the plow. Or
Starry plow.
Sometimes the starry plow, yes. If I asked you to bring me a pack of drawing pins.
P-E-N-S?
P-I-N-S.
Whoa.
What am I asking you to bring me? Maybe I know you're going to the stationery store, let's say. Yeah. Drawing pins.
Oh, stationery store,
Answers up. Answers up. We have quills, clothespins, pencils. No, drawing pins are thumbtacks.
Oh.
Like pins you might put a drawing on a drawing board.
Oh.
Okay. At first I thought like a hypodermic needle, like drawing your butt.
Yeah.
If I say my neighbor is mean, I have a mean neighbor. Mm-hmm. What am I saying about this neighbor? What does it mean? He's mean.
M-E-A-N.
M-E-A-N in British English. What am I saying? Answers up. Dana and Chris, stingy and cheap. Karen says a-hole. No, in the UK, mean means, yeah, you're stingy, you're cheap, you're really tight with money. You might also be an a-hole. At a restaurant in the UK, if you order a jacket potato, what am I ordering? What is a jacket potato? Answers up. Baked potato, potato with skin. Yes, it is a baked potato.
Right, okay.
It's like a potato with a little jacket on.
Yeah.
It's kind of cute.
Okay.
If the entertainment news says a new musical is bombing, what does that mean? The show is bombing. Answers up. Doing well, succeeding. Yes, exactly.
It's the opposite.
It's the opposite of American sense.
That was my guess. I didn't know, but I was like, well, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah, right. He wouldn't ask if it was the same. I wouldn't do that to you guys. Yeah.
That's so weird.
It's sort of related. Like we'd have like a blockbuster, you know? I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Okay.
If I'm putting on braces, I'm putting on, getting dressed, I'm putting on braces. What am I putting on?
Oh.
Answers up. Karen says bra for boobs. Chris says suspenders. Yeah. Dana says cufflinks. It is suspenders.
Yeah.
Braces in the UK are suspenders.
It stops it from moving.
Yeah. Do you know what, if in the UK, what are suspenders? What is a suspender? Any guesses?
Is it also an item of
clothing? It is an item of clothing.
For your
socks? Yeah, this is more of a side question.
Oh.
It's an item of clothing only a woman would wear typically.
Are they like garter belts?
Yeah. Garter belts or stocking belts, exactly. If we were in the kitchen in the UK and I asked you to hand me a fish slice, give me that fish slice over there. What am I asking you to hand me?
Whoa.
It's not a slice of fish.
It's not a slice of fish. It is a implement of some importance in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Answers up. Karen says knife. Chris says knife. Dana says knife. No, a fish slice is a spatula.
Huh.
Specifically a slotted spatula.
Interesting.
Yep. Huh. Fish slice. Huh. Spatula.
Well, it may look like bones.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I think it's more that you would use it on a piece of fish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're hanging out with some friends, you don't want to be a gooseberry. What's a gooseberry? What if someone in the UK says you're a gooseberry? What are they implying? What would we call that person here in America? Chris says wallflower. Dana says dork. Karen says poophead. A gooseberry would be what we call a third wheel.
Oh!
Okay. So you're hanging out. You're like, dude, don't be a gooseberry. Give me some time with my lady.
Right. Wow.
Who or what is an agony aunt? A-U-N-T, an agony ant. Answers up. Chris says mother-in-law. Dana says advice columnist. Karen says menstruation time. like Aunt Flo, I guess.
Yeah, sure, that's how
I like that answer.
Yeah.
It is an advice columnist.
Oh,
Dana has it, yes. You're going to write to the agony aunt and see what they tell me to
that
do.
That is great.
If you're invited out to a hen night, where are you going? What are you going to be doing?
Laying eggs.
Answers up. You guys all have it. Yeah, bachelorette party, ladies' night more broadly. But yeah, it's like the opposite of a stag party or a stag night. Right, mm-hmm. Bachelorette party. If we're going out and I tell you I need to stop at a hole in the wall, I got to stop on the hole in the wall. Where do I need to stop at? Where am I asking to go?
Oh.
Answers up. Karen says drive-through. Chris says restroom. Dana says ATM. Dana's right.
Wow!
ATM.
God, why is Dana so good at this?
Hole in the wall. Cash machine or ATM.
Yeah. Technically, it's a hole in the wall.
Yeah, you put something in and money comes out. That's how a cash machine works, by the way, guys.
Yeah.
This is
my technical understanding.
Right. Yeah, tiny little man in there. Mm-hmm. Suppose we're out driving and I tell you to watch out for the sleeping policeman. What is a sleeping policeman?
Watch out.
We're driving. Big hint there. The sleeping policeman.
Hmm. Well, whatever.
Answers up. Dana says speed trap. Chris says radar gun. Karen says radar. A speed bump. A sleeping policeman.
Yeah, rolling over the sleeping policeman.
A speed bump. Yeah, or a speed hump.
That's really funny.
That's gross.
Boom, boom. If you're playing a game of patience, what game are you playing? What type of game? What would we call that here in America? Patience. Had some time to kill, sat down, played a game of patience. Answers up. Karen says solitaire, which is correct. Yes, solitaire.
No.
We had a question mark and I spy for the other answers. Yes.
I spy.
Patience.
It's like, what can you do when you're just bored?
right. Yeah.
If I tell you I'm a dustman. What do I do for a living? What is my job? I'm a dustman. Answers up. Karen says unemployed. Chris says garbage collector. Dana says garbage man. Yes, the dustman. Like dustbin. Trash can, dustbin. The dustman. The garbage man. Garbage collector.
So nice. We're so blunt here in America. Yeah. We're like, oh, it's dust.
Yeah. We're like, garbage.
You're a garbage man.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite British English words.
You are a garbage man.
If you see a headline in the news about boffins, B-O-F-F-I-N-S, who are boffins? Who are they talking about? What are these boffins?
Boffins.
And you will only see this in the UK. You will never see this in an American newspaper.
Oh.
All right, answers up. Karen says Americans. Chris says celebrities. Dana says politicians. All good guesses. No, boffins are scientists. Engineers or technical minded. Yep. The boffins working on cure for cancer.
That sounds so incredulous. You know, like,
It sounds kind of cutesy.
They sound like little tiny, like fluffy puffin characters.
It makes me think of puffins.
Cures for cancer. Yeah.
All right.
It's just cereal.
Last one.
Whoa.
Bonus.
Let's say it's a nice day out. Sure. And I tell you, I want to go to the Lido. L-I-D-O. The Lido. Where do I want to go? Where are we headed?
This I know.
Whoa, really?
But I won't even give a hint then. Lido.
All right.
Answers up. Karen says strip club. Chris says circus. Dana says ice cream store. I'll give you a little hint here. Like, have you ever been on cruise?
Oh, it's not a strip club?
It's not a strip club. There's the Lido deck on cruises.
Dance club?
It is a swimming pool. The Lido is an outdoor public swimming pool.
I thought there was a strip club named Lido.
There might be a strip club named the Lido. Yes.
The pool.
All right. Well, we are now adequately prepared for our trip to London, guys.
All right, let's get this party started with a little bit of a Lifetime movie title or not Lifetime movie title.
Okay, for our friends in the United Kingdom, Lifetime is the women's network.
Yeah.
Famous for such movies as
Mother, May I Sleep with Danger?
It's very
My Stepson, My Lover.
Very melodramatic, would you say?
Yeah.
TV movies.
Yeah.
Wait, My Stepson, My Lover is a real one?
It's actually pretty good. I've seen that one.
Don't judge.
But it's a funny title. You feel weird while you're watching it, but I don't know. It's watchable. You can watch the whole thing. I think all of their movies are watchable once you
set up these, you know, very provocative situations.
They do.
And it's like, Mom, maybe I'll watch this.
No one will know
that I watched it.
You feel a little different after you watch it. So it's changed you in some way. All right. So Lifetime movie name or not Lifetime movie name. Okay. So thumbs up if it is a Lifetime movie. Thumbs down if it's not.
So importantly, if it's not one, does that mean that it's a real movie from the, like, in the theaters, or?
Did you make it up?
I made this up.
All from Dana's brain.
Yeah. All right, let's get started. Let's kick this off the right way. My Week with Aunt Flo. real title, not real title.
Not real.
It's not. Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to, like, set the bar so you understand. Right, you got two examples of real ones. That was a wrong. Okay. How about The Babysitter's Seduction?
It has to be.
How about My Baby the Magician?
My Baby the Magician. I'm gonna say no.
All right, fine. I made that. All right, how about The Mockingbird Murders, Sing Me a Song of Murder.
I want this to be real so bad.
I want it to be true.
It's fake.
Oh. Wait, what is the full title again?
The Mockingbird Murders, Sing Me a Song of Murder. Sing Me a Song of Murder.
Yes, importantly.
How about The Baby Monitors, Sound of Fear.
Oh, please. Oh man. Yes.
It is one. Yes.
Yeah!
Danielle Steele's Daddy.
Danielle Steele's Daddy. I'm going to say yes.
No.
I say no.
Yes, it is.
Oh, snap.
I believe it has the dad from Step by Step on there, Patrick Duffy. Yeah.
Well, I know the dad from Step by Step. Suzanne Summers, then I run out. Oh, no, Stacey Keenan was on that.
Yeah.
And then that's then.
You own them all on DVD. Just say it. It's okay.
Stacey Keenan's also from My Two Dads.
My Two Dads. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about?
A lot of broken homes for Stacey
Keenan. I know. She looks like a divorced kid or something.
Divorced kid look about
it. Yeah. Dead Ringer, 1-800-MURDER.
What?
Oh.
This is more of a... To say that
too
it sounds
pun.
Right is...
Yeah,
too yeah much I don't pun. Know. No, I think it's just
I made
enough.
It up.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Dead Ringer, 1-800-MURDER?
It's too good.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm just kidding. Crimes of Passion, She Woke Up Pregnant.
Yes.
Crimes of Passion, She Woke Up Pregnant.
I don't think anyone would make this up.
I think this is two separate movies.
I don't think anyone would make this up. You guys think that she made it up.
I say no.
I did not make it up.
Oh, yes!
What is this movie about?
It's about a woman who is like in a coma.
And she wakes up
pregnant.
Oh, man. Yes. Wow. That is the quintessential Lifetime movie.
Yeah. You know you're in for something terrible right from the get-go.
Yeah.
Me, Myself, and I, My Time with Princess Diana.
Me, Myself, and Die.
I'm going to say no, because I'd like to believe that you invented that. That's a good...
I invented it.
Yeah.
That was you! Yes! Oh, Me, Myself, and Die.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
How about Custody of the Heart?
Ooh,
definitely.
Yeah, that sounds legit.
Does it? Yeah, it is legit. It sounds so stupid to me.
Yeah.
It's like, what is it?
What does that mean?
Sounds interesting, but then it's like, wait a minute.
How about this one? I, me, wed.
Wed. It's like somebody wants to marry themselves.
I, me, wed.
I'm going to say no, just because it would be too confusing like to read in the listings in the TV guide.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
It's yes.
Oh.
What is it about?
A woman who marries herself. Colin nailed it.
Wow.
Their titles are very, very descriptive.
Sure.
How about this one? Last one. One Dave at a Time.
I'm going to say you made that up.
I'm going to say no. This sounds like a sitcom.
This is like a show, though. It could be like a reality show.
It's a
movie. Of someone named... Oh, okay. I say true.
It's false.
One Dave at a Time.
All right, I'm claiming victory.
Yeah, that was good.
I think you did good.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, my turn, and I have a quiz here inspired by I would say, internet famous designer. His name is Cliff Dickens, and you probably saw some of his work kind of linked here and there. He has a Tumblr called Honest Slogans, and he would redesign logos of famous brands with a tagline that is, let's say, more honest than its real tagline. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the parody tagline.
Okay.
And you tell me what you think, what company is being made fun of.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, let's jump in. And let's buzz in. First one, here we go. You're welcome, college students.
You're welcome,
college students. Oh, geez.
Oh.
Top Ramen.
Wikipedia.
Oh,
that's funny.
That's good.
All right. This one is... We throw in extra parts just to mess with you.
That is IKEA.
IKEA.
Yes!
It must be IKEA. Yeah.
Very good.
It hasn't happened lately to me, but it has happened before. Yes, definitely.
Do they give you extra parts? Sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do. Yeah. Or like those little wooden dowels. There's always a few of those left over.
All right. This one hits home. A great way to ruin friendships.
A great way to ruin friendships. It's gotta be
Facebook?
Incorrect.
It's got to be a game of some
kind. It is
kind.
A game.
Oh, is it Mario Kart?
No. Nope.
It's not Scrabble.
It is Monopoly.
Okay.
Which has happened to me before.
Yeah. I have been in situations where someone has literally flipped the Monopoly board over.
Like, really? Why? Like, what was the cause of the anger?
I honestly don't even remember. This was like back in college, and it was just so. I mean, even though we're in college, it just got to be so juvenile, and someone just upset the other person so much. Like, this is BS. I'm out of here.
Flip the board.
Flip the board.
Boo.
All right. This one is, they're still going to know you didn't read the book.
Cliff's notes?
Cliff's. I didn't realize it was
He's a guy. Cliff.
Yeah. All right, this one. We all know why your eyes are red.
Visine?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Okay, this is a brand. Terrorize your pets.
Roomba.
Close, in the same vein.
Oh, is it Dyson? Hoover.
This is Dirt Hoover? Devil. Dirt Devil. But yes, okay, in the same vein. Right, yeah. Very good. Maybe it's Photoshop.
Maybe.
Maybelline.
Yeah. That's good.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's Photoshop.
Cheese Whiz.
Maybe it's Cheese Whiz.
Yeah.
Okay. Give your house the smell of freshly laundered garbage. So true.
Febreze?
Febreze! Yeah.
Okay.
Now I smell the normal scent of Febreze, and I can't unsmell the phantom smell of the bad smell. Like, you know, it gives me a reaction. It's kind of weird.
It's like a garbage flashback.
It is. It's weird.
A trashback, if you will. No love for trashback? Nothing?
You guys didn't even shame me.
I didn't even understand.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure where you're going with it. You're right, like a trashback.
The memory of a smell. Okay. And then, so I was thinking about that while you did your pun.
There were a lot of steps to that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
I want to support you. That was I think about it. Trashback.
I'll take being shunned. I just wanted a reaction. Yeah.
Also, last one, kind of related to us. Get money for absolutely anything.
Get money for absolute. Kickstarter?
We did get money for absolutely.
For a thing. For something ridiculous.
Which is part of anything.
Yeah, totally.
Very good. All right, let's take a quick break. A word from our sponsor.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And we're back. You're listening to Good Job Brains, our all quiz bonanza number 25. Who's next?
Here's a quiz called Movie Moniker. I'm going to tell you the names of three actors in a certain film, and you give me the film.
Okay.
This might be a bit difficult, so I'm going to let you in on a secret.
Uh-oh.
Just you and me.
Okay.
The names of all of these movies are two words each, and both words begin with the same letter.
Oh, okay. Alliterative.
No ifs, ands, or buts. No thes, no us. Two words each, both words, same letter.
Okay.
Hence the title of this quiz, Movie Monikers.
You'd be the best game show host.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is kind of
host a game show.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right. Right. Okay. Here we go. Little easy one to start you off.
Sure.
Rob Lowe, Dana Carvey, Mike Myers. College.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Katie Holmes, Michael Caine, Christian Bale. Karen.
Batman Begins.
Olivia Munn, Matthew McConaughey, Channing Tatum, Dana.
It's the stripper one. Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. Yeah. There you go.
Mad right. Max? No, that's not it. Yeah.
Slightly different.
Yeah.
Taya Leone. Haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah.
Taya Leone.
Burn on Taya
Will
Leone.
Smith. Martin Lawrence. Oh. Karen.
Bad Boys. Bad Boys. Yeah. What you gonna do?
Drew Barrymore. Patrick Swayze. Jake Gyllenhaal. Karen.
Donnie Darko.
Darko. Brittany Snow. Rebel Wilson. Anna Kendrick. Colin.
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. Vin Diesel. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Karen.
Fast Five.
Yes. Adrian Brody. Naomi Watts. Jack Black. Dana.
King Kong.
Mm. Christine Baranski.
Oh, wow.
Colin Firth. Amanda Seyfried. Karen.
Is this two words? Mamma Mia.
It's Mamma Mia. Yeah.
Right. Good one.
Mark Harmon. Jamie Lee Curtis. Lindsay Lohan. Karen.
Freaky Friday, yes.
Tina Majorino.
Okay.
Ray Liotta. Whoopi Goldberg. Karen.
Karina.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. How about this? This is the last one. A little tougher. Isao Kimura. Takashi Shimura. And Toshiro Mifune. Colin.
Seven Samurai.
Yes. Interestingly, not actually translated as The Seven Samurai, the actual English title being Seven Samurai.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Hello, everyone. You may recognize me as Gabby from the History of Everything podcast. And my name is Brenna, and you don't recognize me from anything yet. Together, we're two scientists who explore all of the weird little questions and conspiracies of the universe in our new podcast, Mystery of Everything. Everything has an explanation.
We hope.
But that is what we're here to figure out. We will dive into the science behind many popular conspiracy theories, such as vaccines causing autism, flat earth theory, and was the moon landing fake? And if so, why the heck would anyone even do that?
But it's not just conspiracies. There's a lot of cool mysteries that we will attempt to use science to explain, such as near-death experiences, what made the Vikings go berserk, and can I control my co-host with MK Ultra?
Wait, what? Anyway, make sure to check out the Mystery of Everything podcast everywhere where you find your podcasts.
Guys, it's time for the old favorite about estimating ages.
Brad Pitt or lasers?
Yes, that's right. It's Brad Pitt or lasers.
Come on down.
The quiz where I will give you a pair of wildly unrelated things, people, inventions, monuments, and you tell me which came first.
Okay.
They will often be very close together in years or months. And if it's a person, I'm asking when were they born. If it's a monument, I'm asking when did it open. You guys will get the gist as we go along. Okay. So you all have a pad of paper and a pen.
Oh, just so everybody knows, Laser is older than Brad Pitt.
Yes, the only by 3 years, though.
Yeah.
So you guys write down your answers. We will be giving out points for correct answers. And I have a tiebreaker at the end if necessary.
Oh, you're keeping score?
I am keeping score. Okay. Pressure's on.
This changes everything.
Which came first, the electric guitar or the Golden Gate Bridge? And feel free to talk it out. You know, it's like, well, I know this.
Wait, why would I give these people help?
Oh, true. You're right.
Man.
Electric guitar or the Golden Gate Bridge? All right, answers up. Karen says electric guitar. Chris says electric guitar. Dana says electric guitar. You are all correct.
Yay!
Yes, the electric guitar invented in 1931.
Wow.
Golden Gate Bridge, open for business, 1937.
As James Taylor likes to say, a vast improvement over the gas and steam-powered guitars that preceded it, and the less said about the wood-fired guitar, the better.
That's pretty good. Which came first, Queen Elizabeth or Band-Aids?
Wait, which Queen Elizabeth?
The current Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, oh,
Queen
QB2.
Elizabeth
the
QE2. Queen
okay.
Elizabeth II.
Oh, okay.
Which came first? Queen Elizabeth II or Band-Aids? Answers up. Karen says QE2. Chris says QE2. Dana says QE2. It was actually Band-Aids.
Oh. Get out!
Queen Elizabeth born, she wasn't queen when she was born,
well, sure.
Born in 1926, Band-Aids invented in 1920.
Wow. Wow.
Which came first, MTV or Tetris? The video game Tetris.
Gosh, darn it.
Or the TV channel of music.
You probably know the year for Tetris. I know the year for MTV.
Okay. We put our heads together.
MTV or Tetris answers up. Karen says Tetris. Chris says Tetris. Dana says Tetris. You are all wrong.
Oh, no!
MTV went on the air in... 1981. You were correct.
Oh, okay.
And Tetris was released in...
84.
1984.
Okay.
That's right.
On Game Boy.
If I knew it was...
No, no, no. For the, like...
Computer.
Russian computer.
Oh, got it.
That he made it on. Yeah.
Which came first? Pampers or The Sound of Music?
Wow.
The movie.
Oh, the movie.
Julie Andrews, the movie. Yes. Yeah. Not the stage version, the movie version. So Pampers.
Pampers brand and not just diapers.
Pampers brand diapers or The Sound of Music. Answers up. Karen says Sound of Music. Chris says Sound of Music. Dana says Pampers. Dana is correct.
Ow.
Pampers, considered the first 100% all disposable diaper on the market in 1961. Uh-huh. Sound of Music, the movie, 1965.
Wow, I totally guessed wrong. I thought it was like in the 40s.
They had a lot of like two-piece kits before that where there was like a disposable liner, but Pampers was whole thing.
Disposable,
just, yep.
Yeah, one thing.
All right, which came first, Ernest Hemingway or Vaseline?
Maybe those things are related to each other.
The brand Vaseline?
The brand Vaseline Petroleum Jelly and the writer, Ernest Hemingway.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Well, yeah.
All right, answers up. Karen says Vaseline, Chris says Vaseline, Dennis says Vaseline. You're all correct.
Yes.
Yes. Vaseline. Wow. Vaseline invented 1872. Ernest Hemingway born 1899.
Wow. Okay.
This next one, they are paired together. Which came first? Hugh Jackman, the actor best known for playing Wolverine, or Wolverine, the character in the comics?
Wow.
Which came first?
That's good.
Hugh Jackman or Wolverine? Still time to make up some ground, Karen and Chris. Still time. Answers up. Karen says Hugh Jackman. Chris says Hugh Jackman. Dana says Hugh Jackman. Yes, Hugh Jackman came first. Hugh Jackman born 1968. Wolverine debuted in 1974.
Wow. Still didn't gain ground.
That's true. All right, we'll stick with a comic and actor-themed one here. Again, these are sort of connected. Which came first, Morgan Freeman or Batman? Morgan Freeman, of course, having appeared in the Christopher Nolan Batman movies. Answers up. Karen says Morgan Freeman. Chris says Batman. Dana says Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman is first.
Yes!
No.
Morgan Freeman, born 1937. Batman debuted in Detective Comics 1939.
Yeah.
Wow, 2 years.
Close. All right, last one. And I will tell you, this is the closest out of all of these. Which came...
Double points?
Sure, why not? Double points.
Wow. Well,
why not?
Okay.
I'm feeling generous.
That gives Karen a chance to actually come back. Because Dana has 6, Karen has 4.
It gives Karen a chance to send it to the tie.
I have 3. Yeah, exactly. Right.
All
Karen
right.
could still pull this out.
All right.
Which came first? The original Nintendo Game Boy or the first episode of Seinfeld?
Man, Colin.
These are close.
Right next to each other.
These are close. So close. Might even be a 50-50. So just go with your gut. Game Boy or Seinfeld? Answers up. Karen says Game Boy. Chris says Seinfeld. Dana says Seinfeld.
Karen got it!
Yeah!
Nintendo Game Boy, released in Japan, April 21st, 1989.
Yeah. Yeah.
First episode of Seinfeld, July 5th, 1989.
Oh, I figured it was a... Because you didn't say in the U.S., so I was like, maybe it's a Japanese launch. And
okay. All right. I like that. All right. So, Karen, with the double points there, we now have a tie of 6 points at the end, so we're going to tiebreaker, guys.
We can't just leave it there?
No. This is, you know, we must... There must be only
Brad
one.
Pitt or lasers, in its very nature, demands that one.
Yeah. There could be only one.
True. So whoever wins is lasers and who loses is Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Okay. I can live with that.
Sure. Yeah.
Depends on how you want to look at it.
Yeah. If Brad Pitt is your gauge of a loser, you're doing all right. So I need you to write down the year and get closest to will be the winner. All right. So we've talked on the show many times about Cheese Whiz. Please tell me what year did Cheese Whiz debut?
Hold on. Data did a segment on it.
I don't remember.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we never remember any of this stuff.
Yeah, this is short-term memory stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Closest to. You can be early, you can be late. Answers. Answers up. Dana says 1957. Karen says 1951. Cheese Whiz was introduced to an unsuspecting public in 1952.
Wow!
I'm Brad Pitt!
I am Laser!
Karen.
Pew, pew, pew.
Good job being lasers.
I feel like there was cheating making the last round double points. I technically had more correct.
That is
true. You did. Yes. Yeah. For the record, Dana answered the most questions correctly. I'm just a pushover. So tune in next time, folks, for
Brad Pitt or Lasers.
And our all quiz episode is nearing to an end. We have one last quiz segment. Dana, sock it to me, or us.
All right,
throw your socks to us.
Let's wrap it up with a very, very fast round of Who's That Fred?
Oh.
I will give you...
Who's That Fred?
Yes. All right, I will give you a clue about what this Fred is famous for, and you tell me their full name.
Oh, okay.
So the hint is their first name is Fred.
Okay. That's a pretty big hint.
Maybe some Fredericks in there, you know, just.
Maybe Fredericks or an Alfred.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
Star of the Wonder Years. Colin.
Fred Savage.
La Quinta Inns and Suites voiceover actor.
Oh.
Fred Willard?
Yes.
Oh.
La Quinta Inn.
Lead singer of Limp Bizkit. Karen.
Fred Durst.
Won't you be his neighbor?
Fred Rogers.
SNL alum. Everyone?
Fred Armisen.
His trademark was a top hat and tails.
Fred Astaire.
B-52's singer.
Oh, what's his full name?
Fred from the B-52s.
Oh, God. I can't. Oh, Fred Schneider.
Yes.
Wow. Nice. Good job, Brain.
He played Diego Rivera.
Oh.
Who's Diego Rivera?
And Frida.
Yeah, who was that?
Karen?
Alfred Molina.
Yes.
Oh. Yes! Thanks, Brain.
All right.
And finally, Master of Suspense. What? Karen?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, I see. Oh. Okay, yeah. Okay, all right.
Cool. Good job, you guys.
All right.
All right. And that's our episode. Thank you guys for joining me, and thank you guys, listeners, for listening in. Hope you had fun today with a lot of different quiz segments. And you can find us, of course, on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, on our... That's like a Obama cadence. That was kind of...
On SoundCloud?
Yeah.
And you should listen.
That was pretty good. Thanks to our sponsor, Squarespace, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Neil.
And I'm Ken.
And we are from the Triviality Podcast, a pub trivia-style game show where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Join us each week for an hour-long game of general knowledge trivia featuring special guests from around the world, plus tons of extra themed episodes.
If you want to improve your trivia game,
or you just want to scream at us in your car when we get easy questions wrong,
then we're the show for you. Find Triviality on all your favorite podcast apps.
But you know that, because you're already listening to a podcast.